Yeah.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you.
Just your thoughts on this one. Not an easy game, it's probably what you expected.
Yeah, I mean, it's CanWest football every game. I mean, we've lost a bunch of those games earlier in the year on that five-game losing streak. But again, our defense, unbelievable. I think they're one of the best defenses in the conference. They didn't start out super hot, giving up 14, but they regrouped, they responded, and offense did enough. And just so proud of the players, the coaches. We wanted this one bad, and again, we got not a lot of respect at 3-5, but first 3-5 team to win the West, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's good. I've got a 3-5 record. I mean, can you put that into perspective? You know, was there a point in the season when you realized that this is something that actually was possible?
I mean, after the first time we beat the Huskies and went 2-0, I was like, hey, we could go pretty far. Then you lose five straight, and you start kind of thinking about it, but we were losing by 2 and 3 and 8, and I knew what we had. We just had to get healthy. We just had to execute when needed and find a way to win those tight games. And I mean, ever since that U of A game, things have kind of turned.
Yeah, three straight do-and-die games for you guys, do-or-die games right now for you guys that you pulled out.
That was an advantage for us. Like, we were in playoffs in week 8. Everyone else started week 9. Big advantage for us, and the guys just responded and keep playing well.
What clicked for you guys in that second quarter where, you know, it was 14-1, Huskies seemed to have all the momentum, and you get that turnover, and magically the game's flipped?
Yeah, honestly, I thought we started the game well offensively. We were moving the ball, getting first downs. We just kept fumbling the football, and two big turnovers that led to points. And like, we never lost confidence in ourselves and in Coach Donnelly, the OC, and we were moving the ball. We just got to hang on the ball, and if we can protect the football, we'll be fine. And then good thing they started turning it over in the second half.
How great was Pelche today?
He's great. He's a warrior. He's a leader of our team. And again, what people forget is he wasn't even the starter for the year, right? Like, Owen Sieben, the rookie of the year, got hurt week 1, and Pelche has just been great. He's been getting better and better every game, and he just does a great job protecting the ball. Guys will go to the wall for him. He's our team leader. He's just, couldn't be more proud of him.
I know the game's just over, so I don't know how much you can say, but he looks like he's injured right now, you know?
I gave him a hug, and he said, I'll be good for next week. So that's all. I don't know anything right now. That's all I know.
What does this victory mean for Rams football and being able to bring home your second ever Canada West title?
It's big. I mean, to be honest, they don't think they'll ever say it, but the Huskies saw us as a little brother for the longest time, right? They won 8 in a row prior to this year. Even when I played, they dominated us. We beat them a few times in 12, but they've kind of had the upper hand. And like I said, after that win, like, tide's turning. Rams are for real. And just, again, Coach Anderson's done a great job recruiting. Our D coordinator, Sheldon Gray, you can go down the list. Just so proud of the team. And it means a lot. Like, this one, a guy like Frank McChrystal and Bernie Schmidt, two coaches that I really look up to, like, just so happy for them, and they want us to win, and so I'm excited to call Frank tonight.
I know the guys went on the logo before the game started. Was that an intentional thing to show the Huskies it couldn't get pushed around? Was there anything about?
Did they? I didn't know that. I was still in there, so I'll probably get mad at them for that. But I mean, it's a rival. It's a heated rival. Again, we got a lot of respect for them, though. Make sure you put that in your quotes. Don't just say we don't like them. We do got a lot of respect. Scott's a great coach. They got some great players. We all recruit the same players. And, yeah, a lot of respect for them. But, yeah, not intentional. But I'm glad we're the one who came out on top.
And you got Lavelle now next weekend. Did you know that?
I didn't. After the game, I'm like, who do we got? Someone said Noah Pickton actually told me Lavelle. So, I mean, we got a lot of work to do tonight when we get back. Start watching Lavelle film because we're going to have our hands full there. But, again, we're going to enjoy this one for a few hours and get on to Lavelle.
Awesome.
Thanks, Coach.